I don't know if you know the sister Aurora, the wife of our brother Frederick. God took her home yesterday. And she went home. She preceded us. May God bless Brother Frederick's family and also the children. He has 2 children. And yesterday I spoke to one of them because the brother was not there, was not present when I called. We have prayed and we brought before the Lord this case. But we know that it is always the perfect will of God to be, which is accomplished. And he judged well to take her back home. I wanted to read a passage of scripture. Then we continue to read the secular letter. We know that children of God are in the hand of God, not of the devil. Sister Deborah, God bless you. And we also know that all things work together for those who love God. Amen. So in all and for all, we must submit ourselves to the word of God because he decides already for all of us. It is also true that sometimes we suffer and we mourn because of separation, but God knows everything, and one day we'll meet her again. Hallelujah. And he won't tarry. Let bow head down and to start our meeting and to commit all things in the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Is in the name of Jesus Christ, where we are under refuge, and you have also called us, where 2 or 3 are gathered in thy name, you are there present. Thank you, Lord, once more for tonight. We invite you to come to speak to us, to lead us in the reading, and to lead us in all things, because you know all the needs in your church, in the families, here and there, in all situations, and also for Brother Stefano, who is present tonight. May you bless him, and may you give him what he needs, not just a physical healing, but most of all the spiritual healing, because you have redeemed him through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you came for all of us, for our sins to be removed and forgive, wherewith there is no any more accusation. Lord, work once more tonight for the glory of your name. And we believe that you speak to us. And we want to hear what we need. Yes, Lord. In all of our needs, you know us. That's why you are able to speak to everyone once more tonight. To you, adoration, praises, and thanksgivings. We say tonight, as Joshua could say, me and my house will serve the Lord. Yes, we all want to serve you in all and for all, and we believe that tonight you will also serve us. Yes, Lord, to you adoration and all things. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen, hallelujah. As I told you shortly, prayers of saints, they are all received by God. Individual prayer or also when we pray all together. Let me read in the book of Revelation. I'll read it as a word of introduction. Revelation chapter 5 in verse 8. 5:8. The Lamb Takes the Scroll is the title of the paragraph. He was the only one able to open the seals, and then we have received the revelation of the seventh seal, and we know also that the book was open. We read Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Do you see how many prayers, and even in secret, God receive all these prayers and then is able to answer. And they sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, tongue and people and nations, and made as kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Many prayers were made, starting with the father or mother, and then others. So when we pray for someone, and when we bring the soul before the altar of Christ, all the prayers are there, and God heard or hears them. Do you believe that God hears the prayer? Amen. Here in verse 2 is written, "Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming." Now Revelation chapter 8 verse 2. "And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne." This golden altar which is before the throne is still there in heaven, and one day be open to all of us. This golden altar which was before the holiest place, in the holy place. And here the Bible says, verse 4, "And the smoke of the incense with the prayer of the saint ascended before God from the angel saying, and the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, etc." Also, we read Psalm 141. I won't spend a little time here because we pray in this last period for many people, and we believe that all prayers, they were not in vain. We believe this with all our heart. Psalm 141, verse 2. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hand as evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do you see? Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Amen. We could say many things about these verses. The Lord knows and He receives all the prayer of the saints. They are all before Him. Brother Gianfranco, may God bless you. We want to thank the Lord because He loses no one. We see the necessity or the needs which we have. Also the case of the young man Stefano, and also the family of Patty, and there are many things we know. Hallelujah. May God bless us. We read here, we continue to read of the circular letter 41 of January 1994. In Italian, we made it in two parts. We start where we stopped last time. Here, Brother Frank was explaining how. So they are out sayings, and when we see them, we say, "Ah, no, me, these things, not never." But being not conscious that beyond these words, they are also things in the eyes of God, having the same level of wickedness as the art saying. Here we continue. He who is not guilty of gross things just listed, but who nevertheless tear up enmity, start quarrels and dispute and show jealousy, this man is just as much dominated by demonic powers. The slander is placed by God on the same level as the deceiver, the idolater, and the thief, as well as the quarrelsome, the angry, and the vulgar egoist. Selfishness is always vulgar. It produces division and sect. Envy breaks out, many lose control of themselves, withdraw, while others fall into drunkenness and orgies. As Paul writes, no matter how clear the argument may seem to be, whoever is guilty of these things bring destruction to the body of the law, and he himself will not see the kingdom of God. Do you see? They are deep things and important to walk according to the will of God. It is important. Misunderstanding, suspicion, discord, gossip, backbiting. Yes, all these things, all these evil things that one would not even dare to think about are found in the midst of the believer who claim to be part of the bright church. It is not only apparent, but it is unfortunately true that the devil continue his deceitful game with the believer as traitor, slanderers, and accusers. He behaves absolutely as the devil, meaning someone who turns everything upside down. It is serious, this matter. Do you understand? I believe that it's better for Brother Johnny to listen instead of reading or putting the text in the screen, because it's hard to read and follow in the same time. As I was saying, Brother Frank says that it is not only appearance, but it is unfortunately too that the devil continues his deceitful game with believers as traitors, lenders, and accusers. He behaves absolutely as a devil. On top of that, false doctrines appear, all of which come from a false inspiration. Thus, the enemy has entered the church on all levels and is at work to destroy the people of God. That's why we have to watch, as the scriptures say, resist to the devil and he shall flee from you. I'd like to read also Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. We read many times this passage of scripture already. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down." You see how the devil is always there to accuse them, to accuse the brethren, and trying to destroy the work of God. Also in Zechariah, we can read Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. Also, Brother Frank spoke about this scripture. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him or to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. It is not a brand plucked from the fire. Now Joshua was clothed with the fiery garment and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those stood before him, saying, "Take away the fiery garment from him." And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes or garment of feast." It's true that the Lord has done for us everything. But the devil is always trying to introduce himself, bring confusion. It was so since the beginning. We continue. With the circular letter 41. He who cannot do justice to God in all things and submit wholeheartedly to the authority of his word will continue to be used in evil by the enemy. Will continue to be used in evil by the enemy. I read once more this word or this sentence. He who cannot do justice to God in all things and submit wholeheartedly to the authority of his word will continue to be used in evil by the enemy. How often Is one not judge the other on the basis of his own point of view and condemn him? How many times has a gossip not acted like a council that eat up everything around him? How quickly is a person judged by what another person has said about him or her? It's true, this thing. And I believe truly during all this time, this thing continue to happen till today. Still continue to happen. It's true that many things happen because someone was saying, have you seen this or this? Because we hear the enemy and then we are under his yoke. Matthew chapter 12:35. Matthew 12:35. It's important to be careful or to watch over. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your own words you will be condemned. So our words, they can bring edification or destructions. So it is important to say the right things, the right words, because those words, they could condemn us. We read also in James chapter 3, also there says the same thing. We read from verse 2. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment, for we all stumble in many things. Then it speaks about the tongue till verse 12. If anyone does not stumble in words, he is perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Verse 12 says, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or grapevine bear figs? Does not springs yield both salt water and fresh? So we need a consecration for our lives to be changed and for our words to be expressed in the right way. There should be a radical changement in the believer's life. That's what the scripture says. I continue with the lecture. This cannot continue because today everyone spreads what they want about each other. In short, who still thinks that we will have to give an account of all the empty words we have spoken? Who then is interested in testing what has been said about another in order to know the truth of it? How many times this thing had happened, we heard here, yes, he said that, and we also expect those things to take place. My friends, these things before God are terrible. God has to help us, to bring us out of these things. Only him, through the power of his Holy Spirit, speaking directly to us by Spirit, can reveal us what is necessary for our lives. Who then cares for him about whom it is spoken to be present? You see? A wife spreads things about her husband and the husband about his wife, each one about each, whatever he wants. Who then wants to go back into himself and can still accept to be chastised by the Spirit of God? So everyone should say a right thing. You cannot spoil someone or speak about the nakedness of someone. Then you will start looking at a person. When you see him, you start already think about his wickedness or his weakness. Second Samuel chapter 24. Second Samuel 24. This is the when David was inspired by the devil. And he asked to count the number of people of Israel when he did the census. Because doing that, he was showing that he wanted to put his trust in the number or on the number of the men he had, but not putting his trust anymore to God or in God. Again, the anger of the Lord was arose against Israel. In 2 Samuel chapter 24. So it's better to fall into God's hand rather than a man's hand. So verse 14 was 2 Samuel 24:14. Here we continue to read the circular letter. Who then cares for him about whom it is spoken to be present? Who then want to go back into himself and can still accept to be chastised by the Spirit of God? Who then believes that he is not in the right? Few people seem to notice the devastating consequences of all this. How long do we want to be satisfied with this desolate state of the church? Brother Franco said, you should not underestimate your brother or your sister. Or you should not look at your brother or your sister lower than you. Let us read in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Do not do evil for evil. Verse 19. Romans 12:17. Repay not one evil for evil, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. It is possible as much as depend on you. Live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I repay, say the Lord. We have first to remove the mote or the beam from her eye before to remove the mote from the our brother's eye. Let us read also in 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. May God bless us. We continue with the circular letter. How long do we want to be satisfied with the desolate state of the church? Everyone should only say about another what they could say in the presence of the person concerned and the Lord. It would be best if we did not talk about each other at all, but prayed for each other and use our time to witness to our wonderful Lord. This is the perfect will of God. Let us read Second Peter. We all know these passages of scriptures. Verse 8, 4, he is speaking about virtues. So step by step, the believer receives this virtue as is growing. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sin. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Amen. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's our brother Frank said. We have to testify of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can speak about what takes place here, there, or politics, or what the government has done, but we must, as is written here in Peter 1:8, is a great blessing of the spirit and soul, which help us to walk forward with the word and to love the Lord. So we have to entertain ourselves with the word of God or to meditate. To make the slanderous gossip more credible, this remark is often added. And this one, or that one, I know her. Nobody knows to tell me anything. It is possible. People saying, Sister Carmel, I know how, you don't need to tell me anything. We have to be careful. Because here, we are consecrating ourselves to the Spirit of God, and we are perfecting ourselves through the Word of God. And if these things are not in us, we have to be careful. if we do not have them, also our prayer, what we have in our heart, God won't do them for us. It is possible. There are people who have not recognized what they are, nor their destructive way. So as the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the tongue speaks, or the mouth speaks. So sometimes they say things in not on purpose, but they are not rightly said. That's why we have to be careful when we speak. As the scripture says, they themselves have no peace, and with their tongue set on fire by the fire of Gehenna, James 3:6, they bring discord wherever they go. And gnasp venom is under their tongue. Though they speak partially in a new tongue and partially in whole languages, sometimes they even speak double languages, according to the best way which the enemy can use them to harm individuals or the community. Sometimes they bless with their tongue, other times they curse. It all depends on who they are addressing, whether the people concerned are considered enemies or friends. How long will this go on? This is the question which Brother Frank asked. How long will this go on? What solution do the scripture offer us? Hallelujah. Which solution? With regard to the imminent return of Jesus Christ, the question is more than justified. When will all the believer belonging to the bride church submit to God and His word in order to serve the Lord and contribute to the well-being and edification of the whole church? Hallelujah. My friend, the message of the end time, the word of God, the heart of the children brought back to the fathers is a full restoration. It's not a partial, not just to change something in your Christian life. No, your life must change completely, and you have to give it back to the hand of God. You have to go back. Malachi 4:5-6, Matthew 17:11. When He come, He restore all things. We always said, we always heard it. It's a divine reality. That's why the message of the end time, this message, prepare the second coming of the Lord, prepare the bride to present itself before the bride, is a full changement, a radical changement, and the teaching is precise and perfect. Yeah, you might say, yeah, it's difficult. We have this habit. How should we do to change? My friend, tell me a little bit. If your fiancé lives 100 kilometers from you, don't you have that love in your heart, the burden to go and meet, to go and see her? Don't you have that burden to go and visit her? So you need love in order to do it. You must be touched, and we've been touched by the love of God, because God said, according to His election, He has chosen us to enter fully in the kingdom of God, my friend. I believe this, that a fully changement must take place, a complete changement. And I believe that the church bride And here is written, in order to serve the Lord and contribute to the well-being and edification of the whole church, we believe that the bride church must be in the hand as it was in the beginning. Amen. And that what it will be in the hand. The baptism was restored, for example. Now, we have to restore everything. Baptism in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Because baptism in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they are titled, but God gave us revelation and it was restored. But we need the full restoration, not just marriage and divorce, but everything must be restored. We have to enter in these thoughts. May God help us to realize it or to recognize it, because at the end, because as is written here, at the end, the bride will be as it was in the beginning, meaning one heart and one soul. Do you think that today we have one heart and one soul? Are we one soul and one heart? May God grant us grace. May God truly help all of us to understand the word of God. One heart and one soul. And here, Brother Frank wrote deep things. We would like to live as it was in the time of the apostle. It's something precious. God was in their midst. The pillar of fire was there. The spirit of God was walking in the morning, in the evening. It was always present, and still today is present, but not in his fullness as it should be, because he's waiting for everything to be back in their place. That's why Matthew 17:11 says, Elijah shall come to restore all things in the houses, in the family, in the local church, everywhere have to be in the everything have to be has to be in their place. And Brother Frank said then here, only then we will experience together the great work of God. You see the condition. The nature, as we read on Sunday, the nature groaneth, the creature groaneth for the manifestation of children of God. Or John 12:14, you do greater things than what I did. How should we not groan for the perfection of the bride church? How should we not be fully entered in the plan of restoration? There is no way to know the Lord in his fullness if we are not entered in restoration. It's impossible for John 12:14 to be accomplished if our heart are not completely abandoned in the hand of the Lord. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And he is in the midst of the church. He lives in the midst of the church. Yeah, sometimes he finds obstacle between us and him. May God help us to remove all these obstacles. I believe it's written in Isaiah. He came to remove the obstacles in our midst, in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that this preaching, when other people will listen, may God bless them and grant them grace. Because we are living the end time. Time in which we have to seek refuge as animals do. Before the tempest, before the changement of weather, they feel it before human being. And then they go under refuge. We have lost this contact with the nature but they still feel, and then they go under refuge. They know, for example, that the tempest will take place. They feel it, that something will take place. And we also know, we feel that the Lord will take his bride home, because time is near, and no one can stop God in doing that. No one and nothing can stop God or stop Jesus Christ to bring his word to fulfillment. That's why we have to enter fully in the plan of God. I have underlined here, only then will we experience together great works of God. However, before that, a deep repentance, saying, Lord, I'm here. What is wrong with me? Oh, remove, purify my life. Hallelujah. Then as Daniel did, exactly. Let's see what Daniel did. I took this passage of Daniel. Daniel knew. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. He knew that the 70 years which the Lord spoke through mouth of Jeremiah has come to their hand. He knew that. Likewise, us today, we know that the Lord is about to come. It is true. Amen. Hallelujah. We know it. We know it. And the word cannot continue in this way. We know that everything that is taking place cannot continue in this way. We see them and we know. Here, Daniel. In verse 6, neither have we heeded your servant the prophet who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day. He was making his mea culpa. Just try to think. Daniel need to do a mea culpa, but as he was part of the people, as he was part of the church, he was Jewish. That's why he present himself. That's why our prayer, even if they are individual, they are all together. Collectively, may God bless our heart and help us to recognize these things and to mortify ourselves. He said, Lord, we have sinned against thee. We disobeyed to your word. That's why, even if we are elect before foundation of the world, my God, we pass through disobedience, rebellion, unbelief. Yes, the church passed through all these things. Here, Daniel repented. And in verse 17, it says, now therefore, O God, hear the prayers of your servant and his supplication. And for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolated. Oh my God, incline your ear and hear. Open the eyes and see your desolation and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplication before you because of our righteous deed, but because of the great mercies. Oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake. My God, for your city, your people are called by your name. Oh, this was the cry of Daniel. Also John 14:12 is a full realization. God gave it to the elect, to the church. Hallelujah. This word is for you and for me. Oh, how should our heart be? May God grant us grace. Because we see time grows nigh. Not because of our righteous deed, but because of your mercies. Oh, God is great and wonderful. These precious words. Amen. Brother Frank writes here, before that, a deep repentance must really take place, a repentance of the heart which the Lord will grant by His Spirit and which will come upon each one, not a repentance demanded of each other by contrition worked by the Holy Spirit which own personally. In order to serve one another, we must put the garment of service, humility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not a repentance demanded of each other, but a contrition worked by the Holy Spirit in each one personally. In order to serve another, one another, we must put on garment of service, humility. In the religious way, there is a clothing or a garment which have its significance. Let us go in Exodus 29 from verse 1. And here it is what you do. And this is what you shall do to them that allow them for ministering to me as priest. Take one young bull and two rams without blemish and unleavened bread. Unleavened cake mixed with oil and unleavened wafer anointed with oil. You shall put them in one basket. Bring them in the basket with the bull and two rams. So, verse 4 then, they are still priests in the Catholic Church. They have like different garments depending on the period of the year. Yep, in verse 4 it's written, and Aaron and his son you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall wash them with water, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wash them. Then you shall take the garments, put the tunic on Aaron, and the robe of the ephod and the breastplate, and gear him with the intricately woven, and these they were all natural things, but now they are something spiritual which God gives us through His Spirit. Do you believe it? And you should put the turban on his head and put the holy crown on the turban, and you shall take the anointing oil. Pour it on his head and anoint him. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, the anointment of the Spirit which comes, is like a blessing which is poured down to the beard of Aaron. It is the oil, the anointment the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you shall bring his sons and put tunic on them, either Aaron or his sons, the whole, as to put on these tunics. All these things have deep significance. That's why Brother Frank say we have, in order to serve one another, we must put on the garment of service, humility. And humility is a garment. I wanted to read also verse 20. Then you shall kill the ram and take some of his blood and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron and on the tip of the right ear of his sons, on the thumb of their right hand and on the big toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood all around the altar. And you shall take some of the blood that is on the altar and some of the anointing oil. All these things have a great significance for the spiritual man which is in you and in me. Let's see in Colossians chapter 3 what is written there. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12. Therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has complained against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. So you see here what he's speaking about, the inner man, his clothing. Because the spiritual things do not have nothing to do with the outward things. As the Bible say, the word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass. Galatians 2:25. You are all son of God. Galatians 3:25, now 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew, Greek, there is neither slave or free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Also in Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct an old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which is created according to God in truth righteousness, in true righteousness and holiness. In order to serve one another, we must put on the garment of service, humility. And we continue to read here. He who wishes to exalt another begins by placing himself in the position of the one he wishes to exalt. First of all, he will remove the beam from his own eye before he is ready to remove the mold from his brother's eye. A verse from the Sermon on the Mount called the Golden Rule should be our guiding word. Whatever you want man to do, man do to you, do also them. Do also to them, for this is the law and the prophet. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophet. Matthew 7:12. We can read also in this passage. Galatians chapter 5. By all things, Galatians 5:13. By all things that are exposed are made manifest by Galatians. For not even those who are sinners. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you consume by one another. So Galatians 5 from 13 to 15. Matthew 22, 37 before. Right here was after the your 30 was the question asked to the Lord. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord with all your heart, with your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Of these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet." Hallelujah. Until here we've been taught, and the Lord has granted us grace to have this thing and to know them. We continue with another extract of the circular letter 41, January 1994. In the Sermon of the Mount, we found the well-known blessing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Whoever is aware of what God has done in our generation through the special ministry of Brother Branham knows that the message brought by him at the right time, the time of the return to the message word, must take lead. That means full restoration, what we said until now. The message which Brother Branham brought is a message of restoration. He brings us out of Babylon confusion and out of denominations and all churches with all their precept which work as a Catholic church. 2,000 years ago, we were not in Jerusalem. We were not there. But he brought us back there through the teaching, through the word, which he revealed us through the seal, which were open, marriage and divorce, which was revealed, baptism, the garden of what happened in the Garden of Eden, or the original sin. Everything was revealed. Everything was put back in the candlestick, and everything was revealed in the seven church age. But how many have already find found grace to enter in this changement, in this restoration? How many? Because it's about entering in the word, in the teaching of God, and the message word has to take lead. It's not a man, Brother Branham, or a man who has an authority. No, but is the word of God, which God left us, which has to take lead. When you hear the preaching of Brother Branham in humility, as we read, anointed with the Holy Spirit, you see how many blessings enter in your heart and how many deep teachings as leader for us all. Because if there's no guide, as guidance, that's where is your effort and my effort. We have to be embedded with this teaching, to be clothed of all the nature of Christ, of the nature of the word of God, because the Lord will take a bride, church, because Him is bride, His word, He is word. So we'll take the word. What we read here is wonderful. John the Baptist was sent before the first coming of Christ to prepare the way of the Lord. This prophetic apostolic ministry has been sent again in our days to restore all things. Matthew 17:11. All those who truly belong to the bride church must accept and believe the word of the hour, the divine message, as the scripture says. Amen. The divine message, as the scripture says. So this dispensation, in which dispensation are we living? We are at the end. And I said with all my heart, and I put my hand upon the Bible, we are at the end of the dispensation in which everyone is taking his place. And the Lord knows, and He knows the heart, the decision of the heart, the position of each one of us. How? Are we not yet ready for this imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ? How can we not obey to the word of God and say, Lord, no my will, but thy will be done? It should be so. So we have to accept the word of the hour, not just to take a part of restoration. Because many are still behind this saying, yeah, restoration will take place. We have to wait for the first and the latter rain. We have to wait for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the fire. Then restoration will take place. No, it's wrong. And they live the way they want. They live far, departed from God, and depart from the communion of the brethren. And they don't realize that God is working, and His work is continuous, going forward. Hallelujah. Same as it was in the days of Noah and Lot. They were eating, drinking, they were marrying. But then, suddenly, the end came. Don't you think today is the same? Jesus said in Matthew, it says like it be exactly as it was in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Just look around us. How should a believer still live in this world? Yeah, you can say, yeah, Franco, you are old. But how a believer born of God, born of his word, of the Spirit of God, how can he live in this perverted generation? How can he? Should we not do as Daniel? Pray God for him to accomplish his work as soon as possible. I believe, yes. Amen. This dispensation, this plan of God, is the moment in which God is giving to his children what they need for them to reach the perfection, healing the sick and restoring the hearts, bringing back the hearts of the children to the Father, and to make everything new in them. There should not be confusion, because the bride is out of confusion. Not of the Babylonian confusion, but the material confusion. We do this, we know, we speak about the religious spirit, to go out of the spirit, the religious spirit. May God help us. And I continue to read here. It would be irresponsible to continue to act in the way that everyone believes for himself and is partially and thinks he is ready for the rapture. It would be irresponsible to continue to act in the way that everyone believes for himself and his party and in think he is ready for the rapture. The amazing thing is that this is what even those who are the dark-faced as Cain think. Sure, God forgives, God forgives. That's what they say. Yeah, it's true. He is full of mercy, but he will come to take those who belong to him. I will finish this small paragraph, then we stop. Among the believing people of today, there are some who think they love God and at the same time can aid their neighbor, their brother, and their sister. They believe they can talk to God, but not to their brother and sister. It's something weird. So they believe they can talk to God, but in the same time, they don't speak to a brother or sister. That is not, it's not a problem. But I speak with God. You see? This is unbelievable. In spite of their irreconcilability, they even believe that they are ready for the coming of Christ. They are convinced that they are united with God without being in relationship with their brothers and sisters. In the scripture, we see that the two things are inseparable. What we have seen and heard, we declare to you, so that you also have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 John 1:3. As children of God, we have to understand once for all that in every matter concerning God, we have to be submitted to his word in order to be in agreement with it. Amen. I read it once more. As children of God, we have to understand once and for all that in every matter concerning God, we have to be submitted to his word in order to be in agreement with it. We can read John, then we stop. John chapter 7:37. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this is spoken concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Also in John 6, 23. These are special words which the Lord said to his disciple when they, some of them departed from him, they turned away because he has spoken out, saying, just those who were chosen by him before foundation of word remain. May God strengthen our faith. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. It is not wonderful to know that the words of our God are spirits and truth. As Brother Frank said, we have to understand once for all that in every matter concerning God, we have to be submitted to his word in order to be in agreement with it. Also, for the community, the divine order alone is valid, and we must allow ourselves to be introduced to it. For all those who have become believers, for every man, every woman, every father, every mother, every child, God alone is competent in the church. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? We cannot separate these things. We cannot. So you say, I'm a believer of the church, not a believer. No, we are all united. Brother Jeremy left already. We stop. Hallelujah. There's still a lot to say. If you want, I can finish just the page. Do you agree? I will just finish the last part. As for the community, the divine order alone is valid, and we must allow ourselves to be introduced to it. Also for all those who have become believers, for every man, every woman, every father, every mother, every child, God alone is competent in the church. I'd like to read something together with you in the Bible. In Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, verse. For this reason, I bow my knees verse 14, to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole paternity in heaven and earth is named. Say, all paternity, brother, say all names. In heaven and earth is named. All the names. It's not hard to understand that all our names, they were written in the book of the Lamb. We are part of this big family of believers, of Christians. In the matter of eating, of drinking, in the observance of days and the like, each one must act according to his own conviction, but let him leave the others in peace and respect the decision they make for themselves. Romans 14:1-10. However, it is quite different when it comes to things that are obligatory for all, because they have been established in the Word of God. True, you can eat whatever you want, there's no problem. But there are things established in the Scripture, valid for all. We have to be anchored with the Scripture. However, it is quite different when it comes to things that are obligatory for all, because they have been established in the Word of God. What can be formulated according to the command and precept of the written word can only be judged according to this written word. What is written is valid for all. In Israel, the elders, yeah, he speaks about the elder. We read already the compilation about elders. We read about the requirement of the elder, what he should be or what he should have. The elder sitting at the city gate pronounced the law as judge and leader. Deuteronomy 16:18-20. All people used to address them. All people used to address them. In the Church of Christ, the elders were also given this task. When the Lord God appeared to his servant Moses and said to him, go and gather thee elders of Israel and tell them. Exodus 3:16. These were men who had the confidence of the tribes and of all the people. So people, they could trust them, and they could bring their problem to them. When Moses went to meet the Lord in the mountain, he took with him the elders. Here we read. And when the Lord God appeared to his servant Moses, said to him, go and gather the elders of Israel and tell them. These were men who had confidence in the tribes and of all people. When Moses went up to the mountain to meet the Lord, he also took with him 70 elders from among the people of Israel. And he did not lay his hand on the noble of the children of Israel. They saw God and ate and drank with him. Exodus 24:11. Just as the priest had to take care of the spiritual part of the divine service, so the Levite also had their task in the temple. The care of the whole congregation rested on the elders. They administered justice to the rebellious children. Deuteronomy 21:11-21, and also judge in case of dispute between spouses. When there was a problem with children, they were bringing them to the elders, and the elders were chastising them or correcting them. And we can say also for in case of dispute between spouses, they were like mediator. We stop here. God grace, next Thursday we'll continue. You see how it is important to take this matter seriously and to believe with all our heart that God has changed our life, and we have to see signs in our life. God has to teach us and put in our heart the teaching of the word in humility, but only if you desire it. If you do not desire it, he tarry. I repeat it once more, the believer has to desire it, but even if he does not desire, that won't stop God to prepare for itself a church without blame, without spot, and without wrinkle. He will do it. We always say, this circular letter written many years ago in 94, more than 27 years, more than 27 years has passed. Do you see? We were there, but how many have paid attention to these things written? And many has taken, so they departed from the word, and they brought them destruction and confusion, not entering in the full restoration of the church. That's why God has to grant us grace. It is necessary to be introduced, and we must have the desire to live according to the word of God today, not yesterday or tomorrow, but today, because tomorrow does not belong to us. There won't be a tomorrow. We are in the last church age, in which God has already restored all things to him, all the glory. We thank the Lord. May he reveal us his word. All families, every person should go and fetch water in the well of the living water. Here, Brother Johnny and Brother Stefano, they were present tonight. and God has already done something. He outstretched his hand over Brother Stefano, and we believe that he will continue. We thank the Lord. Let us continue to pray one for another. When we see people suffering, there's another sister Deborah. The niece of Brother Beniamino, and also she is not fine. May the Lord grant grace. We bow our head and let thank Him with all our heart. Hallelujah. Please ask someone to pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy. Once more in this day, your words exhort us. May you put in our heart this faith for us to understand when you speak to us, something in us burns. We want to have the perfect things or perfect word. Use us as an instrument. Let our tongue, as is written in the Bible, to every God. Let it speak just to honor you and glorify you. Make us sane and wise. Thank you for these inspired letters. And they are wonderful for us. We pray for your people. Many are suffering, but you know, may you manifest your power. Let your love to be shared upon each one of us and to give us deliverance. And for you to make that way straight for us. Thank you, Lord, for this possibility which you still give us to listen to you. We pray also for the healing and also for people to be saved. We thank you for all. In the saint name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.